Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, it's a good Friday morning to you, 7:03. Rich Fitzgerald, Allegheny County Executive, 8:30. When I ask him about sports, and how are we going to do this, Rich? I don't know. I guess I'm answering my own questions, but I'll ask them for Rich coming up at 8:30. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Text us anytime you'd like. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. Text us there. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text response. I got to remind myself to slow down sometimes. Get into some Pirate talk in just one moment as to what's going on with them. I'm in a quandary, though, Jim. I don't think it's mentioned enough, and I said this yesterday. You know who's been crushing it through COVID are the sanitation workers, garbage and sanitation workers. Like, the guys who come out and they get our garbage, they get our recycling, those guys, the waste management guys in those trucks. And I want to get them, I guess from what I've been told, they're not allowed to have alcohol on board. I wanted to get them a case of beer and put it out there for them. They come very early in the morning. I'm on the radio already, so I can't get out there. How do you get, can someone text us at 412-928-9370? Or maybe give a call. How do you get those guys a gift? Do you know this, Jim? Do you know the answer?
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is you just put it out there, make it obvious that it's a gift. You know, maybe like a certificate or something,
yeah, like
to a place.
A gift card, but you're going to have to catch them in person, because if you just put an envelope on top of the garbage, I wonder if they'll... I don't know. Or a gift card to somewhere is probably the way to go. Giant Eagle or something, or you know, Get Go or something like that. Because those, yeah. They're not getting enough love. Those guys, they're out there and they have not stopped working. And imagine if they didn't work, the world would be in shambles.
Well, you could tip them cash. You know, kind of like what you do with the, well, I guess newspaper delivery people don't really exist much anymore. But you do for them, for the mail, you know, for the mail carriers, that kind of stuff. That's what I do. But it's funny now that we're, although the timing would have to be right, because I could have run out today, for example, because they were in front of our house while we were in a commercial break. Mm-hmm. But normally we're not home. So I think cash always works.
Yeah, cash accepted all the time. Anyway, hotline, fan hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. All right, so I saw Jason Mackey's story yesterday, broke yesterday afternoon. The decision on Thursday to close the bars, restaurants, and casinos and prohibit gatherings that included 25 or more people. So the Pirates have acted accordingly. They've closed PNC Park to outside entities, including the media. Mackey won't be in there. And adjusting their schedule for a resumption of spring training. It's kind of up in the air as to what they're going to do. Are they going to be there today? They announced the move yesterday and also explained that they'd be altering their summer camp. But it's vague. Are they going to be there tomorrow? Are they going to be there today? How's it going to work? Are they going to break up in small groups? They also said that the Pirates said they were the ones ultimately who made the call on to hit this pause button for a little bit of time. And the extra time is going to allow them to fully grasp the county's order. But rest assured that they said, the Pirates did in Mackey's story today, that the Pirates are keeping a lid on PNC Park. It's not a direct requirement of the health department's move. The health department spokesperson pointed out that the state or Major League Baseball would be the only ones who would adjust the summer camp schedule to ensure safety. So apparently Major League Baseball and the state are running the Pirates, not necessarily Allegheny County. Okay, all that said, as part of this return to play plan, Major League Baseball worked with local and state authorities as well as medical experts to say, we'll take care of our guys. People might like that, people might not like that, that's the way of the world. These baseball players are going to play by different rules because they're privy to more medical stuff. But isn't this the one big danger in the resumption of the baseball season? Not the resumption, but the start of the baseball season, Jim. Different people playing in different places. If you're going to have a non-bubbled league right now, one place might be free and clear. You could play in this place, and another place you can't. If I'm not thinking of COVID as one thing. I'm thinking it as different places geographically and different outbreaks geographically. For me, this has always been the holdup. What if 15 teams, what if, you know, 10 teams can play and then the other teams can't? That, to me, is the big problem.
Yes, and that, well, we see that. If the season had started, I think maybe it was on Pony's show they were talking about this yesterday, but if they had started, or Manfred, I guess, was trying to get out of what he had said the other day about it was going to be 60 games no matter what. But if they had started games in Florida, say, when it looked like it was going to be okay in, what, the beginning of June, let's say, and then all of a sudden, halfway through the month, Florida turned into a hot spot again, and so what were the Rays and Marlins going to do? And that's still a question now, and I don't know. Maybe we will see stuff pushed back a little bit. I took the Pirates story to mean I don't think that they're adjusting their workout schedule. I didn't get that out of it. Other than maybe we don't know exactly what they mean by adjusting their schedule, because they pretty much were going to keep to themselves anyway. But it was different. Remember we had Brian Lawton on. This was probably, yes, a couple months ago. And he was talking about, because he's in Minnesota, and that there were players who were skating. The rinks were closed in the state of Minnesota, but on the reservations, which are separate entities in a lot of respects, they had rinks that were open, and guys were going there to skate. And we've heard there was a really interesting story in The Athletic about a bunch of guys that got together in Florida, in West Palm, mm-hmm, Beach, and were working on baseball. Then they were like high-enders, you know, Scherzer and Verlander and those guys, that they were having these pickup games, basically, and it was, you know, like an all-star game. So guys were getting together and doing stuff, and I don't think this is going to set the Pirates back too much.
I don't think it is either. I'm not mad at this, believe me. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But I can see where people say, why can't I get together outside in a group of 25 in the parking lot outside PNC Park, but the Pirates can practice? Again, this doesn't bother me.
Sure.
It doesn't bother me at all that the Pirates are practicing. But, and we'll talk to Rich Fitzgerald at 8:30, but I can see where it could bother people and say, why can't I get together in 25 people, but the Pirates are practicing? Why is Major League Baseball ruling them and Allegheny County not ruling them? I can understand where people could be mad.
Right, but I think what the Pirates are doing, and Derek Shelton talked about this earlier in the week as well, that if you do the math, they got 40 players, right, that were scheduled to be at PNC Park in the so-called big league camp, and they were going to they're going to break them up into eight groups of five. So theoretically, they never have 25 players in the same place.
Correct.
And that, I think that's how they now, and they were talking about, I know if they had like one hitter in a cage and one of the hitting coaches might be with him, but that would be it. And then another coach and another hitter would be in the visitor's cage on the other side of the stadium. So I think that's how they get around it, because it's not like they're having a game with 25 players that are all around. They're all working out separately.
No, I agree with you. I think you can make it happen, just as you can make Little League Baseball happen then. Right now, if you really wanted to, I think that you could. If you have 18 players and then you have a couple managers, I mean, you get up to 25 quick, but what is the? This is why it's all so vague, and maybe we'll talk to Rich Fitzgerald about this coming up at 8:30 and kind of get a little bit more of a definition on things. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. Before this hour's out, I heard Pony. This has become an everyday thing. I heard him talking nonsense about something that happened to him in his personal life. We've got to weigh in on this coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, a Pirate in-game decision that I don't necessarily know I'd agree with if it goes down this way this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.